Italian?
I was just speaking to our dear friend Eddie, and he often says that to me, and he is Italian, so let's roll with it.
He's truly Italian as well, not he pretending.
Is. No, for truth.
So we went to a model aeroplane club. Oh, no, we didn't. The Pine Cycling Club at Woodstock is next to a model aeroplane airfield.
I was wondering what you were talking about, but now I know.
So when we were there, we saw a man putting his little plane together.
It looked really cool.
And I didn't hear it. I didn't hear the...
I actually wish we would have gone to check it out and investigate a little further and maybe even chat to the feller.
Yeah, maybe that's a future career.
Probably could have learned a thing or two.
Aeroplane flying.
It looked cool.
So we went to Woodstock and we went to the Pines at Woodstock, which has been on my list for a while. A couple of people have been who I know who said they didn't like it and it was this and it was that. I have to say I thought it was exceptional and actually thought it was one of the better places we've been to in Ontario. We'll talk about the setup in a minute, but what did you think?
I definitely thought it was one of the best places I've been in a while. I'm trying to figure out how to rate it or what to compare it to, but would I be so bold as to say as it was in like a top five places in Ontario for me so far?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, I think.
Maybe it's the man with the aeroplane.
There you go, there's a model helicopter flying over right now. Back up there.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's in the top eight places for me.
Right. No, I'd say it's higher than that for me. Doesn't have a lot of elevation, but the little bit of elevation they've got, they use really well. And I, at no point, really felt like the going up was stupid, and I thought they made excellent use of the going downs. I really liked the short sort of downhill trails and some of the funny names like Rock Garden and Not a Rock Garden.
That was right next to it.
And the one thing, even though we did mess up on one occasion, is everything's directional.
Yes, one way. Thank you.
Which Ontario doesn't seem to have normally.
It's a rarity.
Although we did go the wrong way.
We did, and we got slightly told off for it. No, not really, actually. We were just informed in a very polite and gentle and encouraging way, actually.
Yeah, they were cool, and even said the signs aren't very good, but actually it's one of the best sign places I've ever been, so I was a bit like, I mean, that particular trail, it was a little bit vague, but I mean, we went the wrong way, right? So
yes, and he was very kind about it, actually.
Yeah, he was. So we went to the Pines, which is Woodstock's only real cycling trail. The paying was a bit of a faff. It was like, you pay either $10 to ride for the day, or I think you can join for $30. You need to look at the website, can't quite remember, and I'll put a link in the description. I was a bit miffed because it was difficult to pay. I found the website quite hard to use while you were driving. And I was a bit grumpy about it, but actually by the time we got there, and once we'd been riding for 10 minutes, I was like, it was all right.
But to be fair, and a very good point is, just as a little bit of feedback for them, if they could make it easier to pay, then that might be a good thing. Because I could see a lot of people just saying, this is too difficult, I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, and they don't particularly enforce it. So there's nobody asking you if you've paid. On one thing, I think a lot of the, or some of the places in the States are doing now, is they have a tap for your card, so you can literally just tap on a post in the car park, because it can be a bit of a pain, like having to sign up, and then if you have an honesty box, do you put cash? Like, it's all just, the world's changed, right? So I do wonder if there would be an easier way of doing it.
Well, and a good thing that you did it on the way in the car as well, because imagine we didn't have a lot of time, or we were on a schedule and we arrived and then you tried to do it.
Oh, there's no signal. That
could have eaten into half your ride. Anyway, all we're saying is it would be great if they could make it easier for us to give them our money.
Yeah, I would agree. So there's only one car park. There was toilet facilities.
They were quite nice. In the form
of a port cabin. Or port and loo.
Port cabin. Whoa. That sounds luxurious.
There was that covered area with picnic benches.
I'm going to the port cabin.
That covered area with picnic benches. I think the car park's relatively small. A guy we were chatting to said, you know, in the weekends, when it gets busy, that people have to park down the road. And I'd imagine it could get a bit much when it gets busy. So I would say pick your time. We went on a weekday morning, and by the time we got back to the car park mid-afternoon, it was already getting quite busy, wasn't it?
People were rolling in, but quite a lovely little car park, like some nice huge logs to sit on, and like you said, a nice little picnic area. There was maybe even another little spot. Like, there were multiple spots to kind of sit and hang out. It was thought about and cared about and was very pleasant.
Yeah, little pump track as well, and some little skills things, like a little skinny thing that you could ride on.
There was lots of skinnies throughout that I kept missing, and I was upset about that because I like skinnies. A good skinny.
The bit that we talk about then, so beginner, there is a paved driveway, which goes to the flying club. Then there are a number of green trails. Quite a lot, which are actually, for a green trail, are interesting enough. They kind of go around the edge, close to the water, near the railway track. Quite twisty and undulating, so someone's a beginner, good place to go.
Most definitely, and not super wide either. Like, relatively narrow, but still generous.
Like, a good way of getting into mountain biking, I think. And if you know, especially if you've got kids or whatever. There's one called Back Paddle Trail, which is pretty twisty. You can pick up straight out the car park, actually. And then there's one called the Green Trail, which kind of goes around the edge of the pines and down to where the airfield is and where the water is. We did a little bit of that. We did a lot of the blues, almost all of them, I would say. And we did none of the blacks on this particular occasion. Still trying to keep Jessica on the straight and narrow.
I was a bit upset about that, I must say, that day, because I was feeling good and I was up for it. And you were trying to shelter me from them.
I wouldn't say shelter you. I was just trying to... I knew there was a lot of features on some of the blacks, which is why they were black. And we'd gone from one or two of the blues had some interesting things on. There was one with like a hip jump, and interesting enough, I think the black was a whole different level. And I was trying to be, you know, a bit sensible.
I knew you were going to say sensible.
Well, I can be reckless.
You were going to say something sensible, like the word sensible.
Well, there you go. Well, in future, you can navigate.
No thanks.
So, that was the riding. So I would say good place for beginners, good place for intermediate riders, good place for advanced riders, good mix of green, blue and black. And I think you could easily spend a day there. My suggestion would be, if you could, I would pick a weekday. I think a weekend's fine, but better experience would probably be a weekday, and pay before you go, I would say.
Wow.
On the wild thing front.
I felt like that was a bit of a turbo review. Yeah, I would only echo what Jamie has said, and I have nothing negative to say about this place. The forest was gorgeous. I mean, it always helps when we're there on a beautiful, blasting, sunny day, which it was. And it also helps when I find goodies out there, and I did right off the hop. But it was just a darn good time. Just a smooth day. Like you said, navigating wasn't a big faff, or you know, there wasn't any bits that were like super tricky or really didn't make sense. Like you said, it was a good use of space and
yeah, nothing closed, no strange kind of features, no weird, none of the trails were even badly built. Like, there was no point did I think, oh, that's annoying. It was all
easy, well built,
sensible, good to navigate, even though we went the wrong way on one of them. And there's like, they've divided it into groups, so there's almost like one trailhead near the car park and you can access three or four trails, and there's another trailhead a bit further over, you can access three or four trails. It's quite smart the way it's been designed. They've used the space well.
I remember the term, Jamie darling. They called them hubs.
They did. Like a bicycle hub.
Looking at, remembering the lingo.
The hub. What did you find then that cheered you up?
Well, right before we even got on our little BC clets, I found a whole bunch of pheasant backs, also known as dryad saddles. Prior to that, I've been watching a few grow, but very small. I've collected some already, but these were jumbos and maybe even a little past their prime, but it was exciting because it was the first like big ones that I saw of this season. So I got all fired up and
I suppose it's a bit milder down up across there, maybe.
A little bit warmer.
Or a bit sheltered, maybe that little spot was a bit sheltered. Because everywhere else they seem to be a bit not quite around yet, don't they, so.
Well, I was, I suppose, comparing it to Toronto and some of my lunchtime adventures, which I would say it's warmer there than Toronto, but yeah. Anyways. So, I also spotted a lot of fiddleheads down in there. I can't remember on which trails, but there was quite an abundance. And, oh, we also spotted the biggest trillium I've ever seen in my life, I would say. But the one thing that I did actually want to talk about or share some information about, which was not unknown to me, but new for me to consume, I would say, and we added it as a nice little garnish to a very zany cucumber snack time. So, you might be asking, what is this wild edible?
What is this wild edible? I felt like that was a cue.
It was catnip!
Meow. We have four cats and none of them would meow at that point.
Also, we forgot to bring some home for them.
Yeah, they don't need to be any more crazy.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Although, I can never really understand if catnip works as a stimulant or a sedative. It's a bit of both, I'd say. Well, what goes up must come down, I suppose.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to send them wacky for a bit.
And then Sid they in crash. Particular. They all get a little frisky. Kind of like how I get when I get into the woods and find some snacks.
We should get all four of them on it, see what happens. Record it as a podcast.
Well. Kitties, next time I promise to bring you some. So catnip is part of the mint family. It smells very minty. It is a perennial herb and looks very similar to mint. It its leaves are heart-shaped and toothed, and it's covered with fine little hairs. Catnip blooms from May to September, and another bonus feature that I love about catnip, or love about any of this type of edible, that it can be eaten raw. Also, something interesting that I was reading about it, which we might have to do a little experiment, is that apparently it is 10 times as effective as DEET at repelling mosquitoes.
We didn't figure out how to put it on though, did we?
I think it's something to do with the oil, an oil of it.
So. I can't just tie a load of leaves to my helmet and then that'll be that then.
Like a big rat tail of catnip leaves. I'd like actually quite like that.
You know, like a Hawaiian.
Oh, like a luau?
I don't know what
or is that a party?
I have no idea, but the where they wear the flowers around the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should get a catnip necklace and ride in that. Put a bell on it as well, just to.
Well, I was wondering, could you just rub the leaves on?
Do you think it stains you green?
Maybe. But who cares?
Like the green man coming out of the woods.
Well, it's better than the blood root that stains you very orange.
Or the bugs that bite you, yeah.
There you go. No, I do wonder if maybe next time we should just... Maybe I should read about that before we start rubbing leaves all over our faces.
You know what we're going to do. We're going to cover ourselves in catnip and then the cats are going to attack me when we get in. I only got bitten by the bugs, I just got chewed by the cats. But in all seriousness, if it means not using chemicals for bug spray, I think, you know, we'd be all over it. So we might investigate that, see, as you said,
what we can see. Well, I do think it's worth a try to add into the mix of our own natural sprays.
Natural
sprays. Whack some catnip in there, I say.
Yeah, well, we tried everything else, so...
So, aside from the repellent to mosquitoes, it is used as an herbal remedy for the digestive system. So, actually, I was even learning that a mild tea can relieve colic in babies.
Right, good to know.
I would say, yes, mild tea, smaller dose. Also useful for fevers, as it stimulates sweating.
Right.
And I do have one last fun fact that I read about catnip, which did amuse me. Are you ready? So catnip was also believed to deter the evil eye from children given to fits. This is because of its ability to calm an extremely agitated child and diminish nightmares.
Seymour.
All right, so that's my learnings on catnip, and like I said, we enjoyed some right then and there on our cucumber snack time. And I also found that it had a bit of a numbing sensation, much the same way that Szechuan peppercorns deliver, which I do love.
Yeah, you did say that. I didn't experience that, but you did, and
I'm sticking to it. Otherwise, it's pretty just sort of minty tasting.
Yeah, I would say it's a milder mint. It was excellent. Anything else you would like to add?
Well, we did make one surprisingly excellent stop on our travels home.
We did.
It was called the Windmill Country Market in the little town of Mount Pleasant.
Which is quite pleasant.
It is quite pleasant. I would agree with that statement. We've actually tried to go to it a number of times, but I think it was always closed. So on this day, we hit the jackpot looking for... What were we looking in search of? Was it a cone?
Ice cream, I think.
Probably. More than likely. But, so no ice cream. However, we did find a few other nifty little snacks. We had a pretty darn decent cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And we also, they had a cheese counter and a little bakery section. And there were a few interesting cheeses. So we did select a lavender gouda.
Which is not very lavendery.
As the lady at the till did warn us.
But it's, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good cheese.
And a good colour.
I had that quiche that was excellent.
The quiche was lovely. What flavour was it? Spinach?
Yeah, spinach, broccoli and something else.
Right.
It was good.
And then we also got some other biscuits. I got a grapefruit on offer. They kind of had a bit of everything. We also got some really interesting black wafer biscuits.
Which we haven't tried yet.
I believe are like a charcoal wafer with coconut.
Yeah.
In sandwiched in between.
Yeah.
Guess what we're having after this?
As a treat.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, yeah, we'll probably revisit the Pines, and there will be a short video on our YouTube channel, which you can find from the website once I edit it. I haven't edited it yet, but I will do. And do you have anything else to say?
Only one more thing.
Get lost.